Act 3, Scene 1.
You have it all now. King, Cawdor, Glamis, as those all-seeing sisters promised, and I fear you acted wickedly to get the crown. They said no child of yours would be a king, that I myself would start a royal line and be the father of so many kings. If the witches spoke the truth about my future, as they have of yours, Macbeth, then I have hope of greatness still to come. I must not speak of that. I'll keep it to myself.
Here's our most honored guest.
If we forget our noble Banquo, our feast will have no meaning.
Tonight we plan a royal supper, sir. I'd like you to be there.
It is my loyal duty, sir. I'm happy to obey.
Do you plan to ride this afternoon?
Yes, my good lord.
We would have welcomed all your good advice at today's meeting. Never mind, I'll talk with you tomorrow. Are you going far?
As far, my lord, as will fill up the time between now and supper. It may be dark when I return.
Be sure you do not miss our feast.
My lord, I will not.
We hear the evil sons of Duncan live in England now, and Ireland, not admitting their father's cruel murder, but telling everyone a strangely different story. We'll talk of that tomorrow, and of another matter important to us both. So, farewell now, until your return tonight. Does your son, Fleance, ride with you?
Yes, my good lord, he does.
Then ride safely, both of you. Enjoy yourselves. Everyone is free to stay or go till 7 tonight. I'll spend the time alone. God bless you all. Are those men I sent for here?
They are, my lord, outside the palace gate.
Bring them to me. All my power is nothing if I'm not safe. Banquo's my problem now. He's an honest man, and so I fear him. He's afraid of nothing. He always thinks before he acts. He's dangerous. When the all-seeing sisters called me king, he asked them questions too. Then the all-seeing ones foretold our futures, and mine was black indeed. Yes, I'd be king, but after me, no son of mine would rule. Banquo would be father to a line of kings, king after king. I wear the crown. It's true, but any royal power I have will die with me. I have committed murder, but for Banquo's children. My peace has gone forever just for them. When I am dead, my soul will go to hell, and all for his children to make his children kings? That must not happen. My fate is in my hands, and I shall win. Who's there? Go to the door. Wait there until I call. We spoke together yesterday, didn't we?
We did, my lord.
Then you must both remember what I said. For many years you thought I was your enemy. But now you know the truth. Banquo is the evil man you ought to hate. He is the enemy who has destroyed your lives.
That's what you told us, and we both believe you.
Then why have you done nothing? Have you forgotten how this man has harmed you? Are you dogs or men?
We are men, my lord.
Then if you're men, you must want revenge, and now's your chance to get it. I want Banquo dead, and so do you. Kill him today. You'll have my thanks and my protection. What do you say?
I've nothing left to lose. I'll do it.
And so will I.
Remember, Banquo is your enemy, and he's mine.
True, my good lord.
Like you, I want him dead, but it must be in secret. I am the king. I could kill Banquo, but that would not be wise. Banquo has his friends. They are my friends, too. I do not wish to lose them. So I ask your help. You will be satisfied, rewarded too by me. Do you agree to do it?
We shall, my lord, do anything you ask.
My life for his.
It must be done tonight, some distance from the palace. His son Fleance will be with him. He must die too. Nothing must go wrong. You understand me?
We do, my lord.
Go now. Keep out of sight. I'll see you later. That's settled, then. Banquo, your soul's flight, if it finds heaven, finds it out tonight.